USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump has delivered on his pledge to develop a safe and effective coronavirus vaccine in record time. During her White House press briefing on Tuesday, McEnany was asked if everyone should get the vaccine.
Absolutely. Look, these are vaccines that he oversaw the development of. He has great confidence in. He wants to see all Americans get this vaccine, and he wants to see the most vulnerable among us get it first.
President-elect Joe Biden campaigning in Atlanta, Georgia, holding one of his patented drive-up rallies in Atlanta. Biden saying he needs two more Democrats in the Senate.
I need two senators from this state. I want to get something done. Not two senators who are just going to get in the way. Because, look, getting nothing done just hurts Georgia.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Senator Bernie Sanders says lawmakers should stay in Washington, D.C. until new stimulus checks are approved. Sanders telling the political website Politico the bipartisan relief bill doesn't include payments to working families and should be rejected. New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik on what she wants to see in a stimulus bill.
It is important that we provide additional support for small businesses through the Paycheck Protection Program, as well as support for hospitals. The vaccination distribution effort for Operation Warp Speed needs additional funds.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Electoral College vote helped make his decision to acknowledge Joe Biden as president-elect. The Kentucky Republican talks about moving forward with the new administration.
President Trump is going to be there until January the 20th. We need to continue to work with him. The future will take care of itself.
The Dow gaining 338 points on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Changes are coming at the Department of Justice.
President Trump announced Monday that Attorney General William Barr will be leaving the administration, saying on Twitter that Barr's last day with the Department of Justice will be December 23rd. Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen will become Acting Attorney General after Barr's departure. Former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker tells Fox News that Barr has performed exemplary service to his country and addressed President Trump's reported frustrations with his Attorney General.
Bill Barr has a career of exemplary public service dating back to the 70s in the CIA and then the Department of Justice. And so I think, you know, Bill Barr is an extraordinary person and has served his country well. Obviously, the president was frustrated at times that he didn't publicly announce certain aspects of investigations, but, you know, that's consistent with DOJ policy at the same time.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A man is facing felony charges after allegedly abandoning his 2-year-old at a Mississippi Goodwill. The boy was found at the donation hall late yesterday in South Haven, which is just outside of Memphis, with a note and a change of clothes. Police reviewed security footage and, with the help of the public, were able to ID the boy. The man was later arrested in Memphis, and the investigators say the boy will be united with his family when Child Protective Services deems it proper. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.